Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, it's good to be back. This is Stand Up for News. Mac James isn't here quite yet, or Chris, but we're going to get rolling anyways. I got Pear with me. I have Dick here and Candace.
Hi.
I appreciate everyone being here. Usually we go over news and go over little stories and make little jokes about it. I figured that we'd start out with that. Pear, did you have some that you would... wanted to go over?
I can start. First of all, I want to say shout out to the station here, to the radio station, for the nice accessibility there is for wheelchair bound comics. You know, that's really nice. I guess you couldn't call them stand up comics though, right? Yeah. Right. You would just call them paraplegic.
Okay.
I guess so. I got a story. I got a story here.
With the first one, we're canceled already.
A city in Oregon called Fairview is seeking the Guinness World Record for the world's tallest fork. I guess it's 37 feet tall. I think, you know, Oregon is trying really hard to draw attention away from all the needles and spoons.
Why? That's
good. Yeah. So Walmart has announced its plans to open more healthcare-related services at their stores. They already have eye care and some primary care facilities, but now they're planning on adding dentistry and x-rays, which I thought was really strange. But I'm just waiting for the over and under to see how long it's going to take for someone to try to return a tooth.
Right.
I got one.
Walmart customers don't have teeth, so it's not going to be. They have very few teeth, so I don't think they'll be returning them.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but China launched a hypersonic missile.
Really?
Did you guys hear about this?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, they apparently stole the technology from us.
Wow.
But we got pork fried rice, so I feel like
it's an even trade.
You know what I mean?
I'll take that.
Yeah, as you know, I am a foreigner. I am from the country of Denmark. So, you know, I've learned a few things over there. One thing is I would never disrespect your country's president. So, because just if an American disrespected the Danish queen, I would just call her immediately. You know, small country, we all have her number. Yeah.
Pear's the reason we need to build a wall, actually.
It's not as easy for you over here in America, though. If you were to have to get a hold of your president, I guess you would, write a letter to the old age home for pedophiles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a hard man to reach.
Right. So,
unless you're under 5 feet, in which case...
Yeah, so a 5-year-old Texas boy lost his teddy bear last November at a Wisconsin airport, and it had to return to him this week.
Hey, you're in my chair, you guys.
Oh, here's Mac James now. Cuts right in the middle of the story. All right. That's
James,
all right.
Matt, you're my chair.
All right, I'll go ahead and I'll pass it off. Right on radio.
Godfather.
He was in the middle of a thing.
Finish your bit.
He was doing a thing.
Finish your bit.
I'm not even going to redo that one. I'm starting a new one. A New York-based auction house is offering an unusual piece of sports memorabilia, a cigar that Michael Jordan had smoked. But I don't care how famous Michael Jordan is, Monica Lewinsky's cigar would sell for at least a bill more.
Right, exactly. That's definitely the most famous cigar, 100%.
For sure.
Sure. So, all right, well, I'll go with another one then. Nobody's ready.
I have one.
Oh, you
I
got
totally
one?
Have one. Yeah, yes. This is, again, reporting internationally. It's a new... it's a World Health Organization report that just came out, you know, and it is about the African babies that have the bloated out bellies and the thin arms and
yes.
covered in flies, you
right.
know, all those. Yeah, they have found out now that the reason is that the babies they don't work out and they eat too much. That's why they have the bloated belly and thin arms. And if they showered once in a while, they the flies would maybe stay away. That is WHO reporting.
Hmm. All right, sorry I was late, you guys. I'm Mac James. Chris will be right in. Sorry about the delay. All right, here's some stand-up for news, because the news can't just stand up for itself, you guys. Louisville, Kentucky mayoral candidate Greenberg was attacked and shot at 5 times last week. The bullets grazed his shirt and his sweater. And now Greenberg's got to get a new sweater and a new shirt. And also, a new pair of trousers.
Right.
He pooped his pants.
God damn it.
Last week, a confused hawk got lost and trapped in the New York City subway. After he was rescued, they returned him to Atlanta to play the Cleveland Cavs.
I have one, if you want. Do you want me to do one?
Okay. Fire.
Sadly an all-out war broken out. The all-out war is between two rivaling groups of healing crystal enthusiasts. You know these people that you know the healing crystals,
yeah. Right?
With the different energies and all that. Yes,
right.
It's horrible in major cities. There has already been on a large scale actually drive-by curse casting. Has been happening. They've been casting curses at each other, and also they have caused a lot of energy to be drained from almost all rooms that they are in, just from talking so much about crystals.
Just like this room.
Last week, a giant flock of birds in Mexico were seen plummeting to their death, you guys. All fell, hundreds of them fell hundreds of feet to their imminent doom. They could have just flew over that stupid wall, you know. Dumb birds.
Is that an actual news story?
Yeah, that is a real news story. I didn't make this up. Here's one for you, Candace. Come on.
Right.
Here, read that one verbatim.
Idaho Potato Commission releases a limited edition potato perfume for Valentine's Day. I hope it doesn't reflect what Mrs. Potato Head smells like. But now, but now you two can smell like Donald Trump.
Wow.
Here's one for you, Dick. Come on. Go ahead. I've brought a whole bunch.
Joe Biden warned Germany not to work with Russia on their pipeline if Russia invades, or else. Or else what, Joe? You can't even control your own son's pipe. That's pretty good.
There is a new movie out. It's American Pie, the remake. You know, they've been doing gender swaps a lot with movies. They did it with Ghostbusters, and spoiler alert, they did it to The Matrix as well. So the new movie, instead of a bunch of horny teenage boys, it will be played by young, aspiring... you know, it's the movie where they have intercourse with the pie, right?
Yeah.
American Pie.
Well, it will be played by... The cast will be young, aspiring, beautiful, intelligent starlets, and the role of the pie will be played by Bill Cosby. Yes, he's making a comeback. Good on you, Bill.
So, a recent study shows mosquitoes are mostly attracted to the color red, but in other obvious news, Trump supporters have been known to be most attracted to the color white.
There you go, Candace, the winner of Russo's open mic competition.
Let's see.
There's a story for you.
British 200 hires a Marvin Gaye.
Zoo, sorry.
Oh, British.
Isn't this fun?
A British zoo hires a Marvin Gaye impersonator to sing to its monkeys to get them in the mood and encourage mating. He sang his biggest hits like "Let's Get It On" and "Sexual Healing" with a banana. All right.
It went better last time.
Was that useful on the monkeys? Did it work?
I don't know.
We need a follow-up on that.
Sky had a story on it, too. Tell her your version.
Can we get some real journalists in here and tell us what's going on with that?
All right. I had another story here. A Central Florida jail is to begin charging prisoners $5 per day for incarceration. I never heard of them doing that before, but I'm just wondering for my people in there, how much is that in cigarettes and ramen?
Hey, we got our first ever caller.
Kay Fitz on the phone.
Kay Fitz?
Key, sorry.
Stand-up comedian in New York. You said you'd call in and give me some news from up there. Fire away.
What's going on? Well, it's not from up here, but I do have a news story for you.
All right, fire away.
All right. This actually was aired back in the early February, but I'm going to bring it up again. A substitute teacher in California forced a child to remove his mask because he said that it was like the new Confederate flag. He was wearing that thin blue line mask.
Oh, I don't know.
What is that?
They call that racist.
I don't know what the thin blue line is at all.
I'm from America.
The thin blue line is actually... That's the... black and silver flag with the blue.
It's the support cops flag, is what it is.
Right,
we stand
it's the police.
Oh,
yeah, FTP though.
And he's wearing it because his father is a police officer.
I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know the intricacies of your culture.
He was assassinated for that police joke. He's gone. He's not even on.
I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know the intricacies of your culture.
He was assassinated for that police joke. He's gone. He's not even on the line anymore.
He's still there, ain't you?
Yeah, I got a police joke.
They developed
here.
A pill here for men with sex addiction that prevents erections. I dub it the anti-Viagra. How is it made, you ask? Well, they dug up Bea Arthur, and they ground her up into her remains into little powders, and then they filled up little gelatin caps with them, and they sell them for $5 a pop.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't wait till Queen Elizabeth dies. They could grind her up, encapsulate her, and you could sell those for like $50 a pop. And she's a royal boner killer. Royal, get it?
We should take shots of Betty White. She lived like almost 100 years.
She's still kind of hot, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that would work for me.
It hasn't been that long. She's still fresh.
Shaquille O'Neal and General Insurance scandal is coming to a head. Shaq has been trading Icy Hot and Papa John's Pizza for the General in exchange for free car insurance.
Wow.
Snoop Dogg has also appeared on the General's commercials and is rumored to have traded his cannabis with the General for free car insurance as well. And they've all been seen together riding around getting high and eating pizza in the General's red sports convertible. In one of the General's commercials, Shaq and the General are playing basketball, and Shaq ducks the basketball, you know, and then they show the General run up, and he got the basketball, but he jumps on a real trampoline. You know who the General is, right?
Yeah.
And he slam dunks the basketball. Now, why the heck does friggin' cartoon character, the General, need a trampoline in the first place? He's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Isn't that why they have Shaq there?
Yeah, he's probably on so much cannabis. Hey, he needed a trampoline to help him get up there.
Aren't we all?
Don't eat drugs, kids.
I have one. The government here in America is officially bumping up the percentage scale. Currently, you know, at 100%, you know, but we're going to 110. 110%, it's all part of the government's plan to dig the country out of debt. If we could all just give it 110%, we'd be great again.
That's true.
So I got a story here. A runaway tire in Pennsylvania struck a police cruiser's windshield. Sources say that the officer unloaded 3 clips into the tire because it was black.
Yikes.
Hey, read number 5.
All right.
There you go.
See.
Read number 5.
See what we got here. All right. Finally, the Freedom Convo has ended. 24 days of trucker rights. Trucker rigs?
Rigs, yeah,
days
up in Canada.
Trucker rigs, yep. Shut down the capital of Canada and refused to work or leave over vaccination mandates. I just am glad I can get my maple syrup back on the shelves finally. Don't jack my flapjacks when it comes to my... That's true.
They're doing tomorrow... They're heading from California to the capital. They're doing one in the U.S. Just got that news today. Yeah. That's a real story. No joke there. Scott, what do you got for us?
I got a 5-year-old Texas boy that lost his teddy bear last November at the Wisconsin airport, had it returned to him this week. Not only was the boy happy to see his bear, he was psyched to see that the Adderall stash was still inside.
Hey, I got a joke for you. I got some personal news. You want some personal news?
Yes.
I actually got pulled over the other night, right after Russo's, as a matter of fact. They pulled me over and they said, "Sir, do you know why you've been pulled over?" I said, "No." I said, "Your lights are out." So apparently, driving while black is illegal even for cars.
What?
Oh!
Yeah.
There you go, Candace.
Yep.
In Florida.
Number 3. That's a good story for you.
All right. Is that me? I don't know. Is it me?
Time to take our medicine.
Our sponsors.
All right. So number 3, Australian man stacks 6 M&Ms to break world record. That's it?
That's
6
true,
M&Ms,
yeah.
Breaks the record?
It's hard, I guess.
That's it?
That's
the record was 5 before?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. 6 M&Ms to break the world record. He said next he will attempt to stack a world record 7 Dr. Dre's. All right. All right.
You like that?
I got an actual news story here. It's from the police, if you want to hear it.
Have you heard of butthole sunbathing?
No.
It's a new thing. A lot of people do it. It's very healthy for you. You have to do it outside in the sun without any clothes on. It's actually a growing thing. Well, the police are concerned because they're putting together a task force to determine or try to predict what the first butthole sunbathing related crime will be. The chief of police had this statement. It's really anyone's guess. There are certainly lots of possibilities.
Oh.
Whose butthole needs a tan? I don't even understand.
It's about healthiness.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, people are bleaching buttholes.
Yeah.
So Chris is here. You want to hit one of these stories,
vitamin
Chris?
Vitamin D in your ass? I don't get
yes,
it.
Isn't
your
exactly. butt natural? That is it.
What is the...
That is it. Okay. It's the vitamin D
it's
in your butt.
It's not dark enough? Is that the problem?
All right.
You read about it. I'm not making it up. It's a thing.
I'm going to look that one up. Yeah, that sparks some interest right there.
Jump in and tell a few of these ones here, Chris.
Some hard-hitting news.
Oh, my God. If I can read it.
Get a part of the show.
His handwriting's pretty good.
All right, high-end restaurant in Australia has banned tattoos from their establishment. That little fella in the tuxedo on Fantasy Island, what? Herve Jean Pierre Villachet is probably rolling in the teeny tiny little Perone grave? Person grave? I'm sorry, I can't read this chicken scratch, man. No, I was born in the 90s. I didn't watch Fantasy Island. That was something my parents grew up with.
All right, go ahead. Tell them everyone, fella.
All right, let's see if we can get this one right. Sorry about that, guys. Let's see. Japanese female pro gamer, Kana Tari?
Yeah, yeah.
Said on her live feed while gaming that men under 5'7" do not even have human rights.
She That's
then, true. Wow. She was then fired for the statement, "How tall are you, Scott?" Just checking.
I'm 5'8". I got
5'8".
Nice.
Good.
Okay, cool.
You just made it.
I'm gonna stop now before
you gonna play some music for us here in a minute?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I'm just figuring out what I'm gonna play for you.
Give us another one, Scott.
All right.
So,
careful.
Family, my first day.
Family Dollar announced a massive recall. Apparently, they had a major rat infestation at the distribution center. There was over 1,100 dead rodents. Yeah, Taco Bell chimed in saying there's nothing wrong with the rodents. They're 40% of their beef.
There you go, Dick. Here's one for you, buddy.
All right. In Malaysia, a plane was grounded yesterday because a snake got loose on the plane, which delayed the flight for 5 hours. I hate all these MFing snakes on this MFing planes. One time my snake got loose on a plane and I got grounded for a week, not just 5 hours, a trouser snake. How dare you, Mom?
Oh, good job. Good read.
Sorry,
Scott,
that got personal.
Else?
I'm sorry about that.
Sure. There is a new research out, and it is regarding fat white men. It turns out that when they put on weight, every single member of their body almost will get fatter, everything except the penis. So the new report clearly states that when you see a fat white man, he will still have a skinny penis.
All right, I got to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Leverox. Come to Leverox Great Seafood and see me at the bar. I'll take care of you guys. 840 South Pasadena Avenue on the way to or from the beach. Come and try some of our delicious hush puppies. You've had them, right, Scott?
I've had them.
Yeah, you've had them, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
They're delicious. You know how they make them? Oh, well, out back there's a little puppy pen, and I go out back there when you order one, and I just grab the loudest little puppy when he's like, raw, raw, raw. I snap his little puppy neck, you know? And then we take him in the kitchen, and I take a melon baller, and we ball him up and put him in the deep fryer, and then seize him, and then we plate him and serve him to you folks. They're delicious, you guys. And we don't use the chihuahuas, because you only get like 7 or 8 out of a chihuahua. Great Danes and stuff is what we use, because you get like 160. And plus, the chihuahuas are really spicy. They're delicious, you guys. I can't eat them, though, because I'm on a hush kitten diet only. But we make them the same way out back. There's a little kitten pen, you know, and I go out there when you order them. It's on our secret menu. And I grab the loudest little kitten when it's like, meow, meow, meow. I snap its little kitty cat neck, take it in the kitchen, take the melon baller. We use a different melon baller, by the way. We don't cross-contaminate, you know. Yeah, we put them in the deep fryer and season them and serve them up to you folks. You know, it's delicious. Come on down.
Have you ever Googled where the word hush puppy originates for real?
Where is it?
That is
You should Google it.
It's Danish for shut the F
up. You can't just tell us?
Yes, I can. It was for when some people back in history would have to escape from other people and dogs would be put on them.
Oh, God.
They would have meal, cornmeal balls, and feed them to the bloodhounds.
I did hear that before. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Chris, you ready to come up here and jam out yet? You prepped or you need a minute?
No, I'm looking good.
All right, come on.
We got Chris Wilcox coming in.
Chris
Wilcox.
Artist currently always known as Christopher Wright.
Cool, cool, cool.
The Starlight. All right,
how's it going, guys? How's it going? Sure, yeah. I'd be good to have something to hear it back on. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I'll just play Clap, Clap.
Stand up for news.
Right?
Stand up for news.
We'll stand up for news.
You can stand up for news. Stand up for news. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
All right. All right,
go ahead, Chris.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to play just a little quick cover here because I figure I may as well keep it somewhat light. But, yeah, check us out. Check out my band out, We3M, on Facebook and Instagram. We3M, literally how it sounds, W-E-3-M. It's kind of a cool project we're working on. But, yeah, I'm going to play a little thing that I kind of always enjoyed, one of my favorite songs that I've always liked, so hope you guys like this. Should be recognizable enough. There it is. I went in Rome.
Oh, I'm going to be honest, the first 45 seconds, I had no idea what that song was.
Fair enough.
Yeah, until he got to the chorus.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I know that one.
He's like, this is a song everyone knows.
You guys.
What?
Yeah, it's like...
I've never heard that song before.
It's like a simple little just three-chord...
We've stood up for news, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, we stood up so hard for news. It's ridiculous. It's like if you're the news, you know, and someone at school's messing with you, I don't care if it's even your teacher, and they're shoving you around, you call us and stand up for news, and we're going to stand up for you.
Hey, James, I got a story for you real quick. So the L.A. district
attorney...
You
got a minute and a half, buddy.
...was actually charged for child molesting and celebrating a soft-on-crime policy. Sounds like he's got a hard-on-crime policy.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Nice, nice.
Great job. Scott, didn't you have something about Skeletor?
No, I didn't put that story in. I
love it. Oh, Skeletor, he had to show his birth certificate because he wanted to run for Skeletor for Senator. Senator Skeletor. Yeah, so he showed his birth certificate. It proved that he was in the country and lived here long enough to become Senator Skeletor, but also revealed his real name. His real name was Rick Scott, you guys. Rick Scott is Skeletor, and that's Stand Up for News. Thank you very much. Hey, we had fun.
Stand Up for News.
Stand Up for News. Clap, clap.
Stand Up for News.
Clap, clap.
Stand Up for News. How are you trying to hang on?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.